This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. Supreme Court preserved a key part of the Affordable Care Act's preventive health care coverage requirements, rejecting a challenge from Christian employers to the provision that applies to more than 150 million Americans. The 6-3 ruling came in a lawsuit over how the government decides which health care medications and services must be fully covered by private insurance under former President Barack Obama's signature law, the Affordable Care Act, or ACA, often referred to as Obamacare. The case came before the Supreme Court after an appeals court struck down some preventive care coverage requirements. The U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with Christian employers and Texas residents who argued they could not be forced to provide full insurance coverage for things like medication to prevent HIV and some cancer screenings. The appeals court said that coverage requirements were unconstitutional because they came from a body, the United States Preventive Services Task Force, whose members were not nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned that decision. Medications and services that could have been affected include statins to lower cholesterol, lung cancer screenings, HIV prevention drugs, and medication to lower the chance of breast cancer for women. Now those services are preserved, and employers must pay for preventive care, just as they had been doing through all the years of the ACA. Fishing restrictions went into effect last Thursday, July 10th at 2 p.m. Hoot owl restrictions will be enforced on sections of the Ruby River, the Jefferson, the Big Hole River, the Beaverhead, and the Smith River. Hoot owl restrictions prohibit fishing from 2 p.m. to midnight each day and will remain in place until water conditions improve with lower water temperatures and stronger in-stream flows. The hoot owl restrictions are in effect on the lower stretch of the Ruby River from the confluence with the Beaverhead to Duncan District Road. Hoot owl restrictions apply on the Jefferson River to the entire river from the confluence of the Big Hole and Beaverhead Rivers to the Missouri. On the Big Hole River from Saginaw Bridge on Skinner Meadows Road to the confluence with the North Fork of the Big Hole River, and from Tony Schoonin Fishing Access Site to the confluence with the Beaverhead. Restrictions on the Smith River are from the confluence of the North and South Forks of the Smith River to Eden Bridge, and on the lower stretch of the Beaverhead River from Highway 41 near East Bench Road and Beaverhead Rock to its confluence with the Big Hole River. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks drought policy provides for fishing restrictions when in-stream water flows drop below critical levels for fish, when water quality is diminished, or when maximum daily water temperatures reach 73 degrees for three consecutive days. Water temperatures of 77 degrees or more can kill trout. The hoot owl fishing restrictions are designed to protect fish that become more susceptible to disease and mortality when water temperatures are too warm. Restricting fishing to only cool morning hours can help to reduce catch and release fish mortality. Along with monitoring stream temperatures, FWP also monitors stream flows and in some streams holds in-stream flow water rights. FWP's water program can issue a call on junior water users when appropriate to contribute to stream flows through the late summer and early fall. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.